Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Saubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Grand Rising, and thank you all for joining us on this edition of Move Around with Deborah. I'm Naima Latif, and we'll be joining Deborah as she moves around and gives us an idea of how we might think about changing that holiday tradition of cooking at home and maybe go out to eat. Maybe this year we may want to break with that tradition and do something else. And maybe we may want to consider going out to eat rather than cooking that turkey at home. So if we don't do that, then we may want to consider traveling someplace where we can perhaps enjoy a whole different atmosphere. Would you like to do for Thanksgiving? What would you like to do that is different? And maybe you might want to try a different location. Maybe you might want to consider something special. It's always a chance to break with tradition when you decide that you want to do something else. And how many times do you decide that you don't want to be up all night preparing for guests? You don't want to be hours and hours waiting for a turkey. You just don't want to do that. So maybe what you want to do is think of something more creative And maybe what you want to do is enjoy yourself. And so what you want to do is eat out. Now, if you decide that you want to visit some relatives or have them cook, that's fine. But maybe what you all want to do is go somewhere and enjoy someone else's cooking. So what about if you decided that you wanted to take the family and enjoy a meal prepared by someone else? Now, that is a thought. So why don't we think about that? That might be something to consider. So what do you think would happen if you decided to do something else and break with tradition? Well, we're going to bring on our host, Deborah, and let's move around with Deborah. And we're going to give you an opportunity to think about some traditions you may want to break with. And you may decide that what you'd like to do is do something else. And you can join us live on Facebook. We are live here on The Female Solution. And we're bringing in our host, Deborah Grand Rising. Oh, we are fantastic. We are moving around, and we're going to give you an opportunity. We've been saying to our listening audience that this is a season that we may want to do something different. We may want to take the family and go someplace different, and we may want to experience something different this Thanksgiving as opposed to that usual running around and doing all the shopping and cooking. We may want to do something else. So we want to think about the possibilities and maybe even introduce people to some other opportunities. I think I need your volume to come up a little bit. Not sure if we're hearing you as loud as we'd like. Make sure my volume is up. All right. Okay. Let me see. Is that better? All right. Is that better now? Oh, you hear me? Okay. You sound a little low. Let me see if I can pull you up on screen so we can see more of you. All right. Let's see here. No, we don't want to do that. Let's see if we can. All right. Let's move the ball around a little bit. All right. There we go. Try. Thank you.
Having a feast, having a meal, and sharing that meal with the community, not just with the family, but with the community. They were experiencing different cultures because you had the native people here already on this earth, on this land, and you had the new visitors who were coming and joining in, meeting new people. So is that how you're celebrating Thanksgiving, or are you slaving over the stove, preparing the meals, beginning the preparation a week before, going out shopping, cleaning because you're having company, and then everybody comes over, eats, leaves you with the dishes and the cleanup, and then the football game. The football game is going on in a few different rooms, and the other folks are in the newspapers looking for sales and planning the Friday after. So that's typical. That's traditional. That's the way it's been. So how do you feel about that? Is that something that you want to continue? Is that something that is pleasing to you? Are you happy? Are you rubbing your feet the night of or the next day? Or are you passed out after you've done all the shopping and the cooking and the cleaning and the preparing? And not able to enjoy the idea of the thoughts of the day. So let's start talking about changes, the traditions. Let's bring in some new traditions. That's what we're here for. That's what we're here to talk to you about. And we want you to join into the conversation, of course. So if you could, if you're listening, on Facebook or any other kind of social media that you're hearing us from, please call in at 515-605-9325. That's 515-605-9325. And talk to us.
Let us
people
come
through
your
what you think. Give us some ideas of your change in tradition. What are some of your ideas that you have? My idea, of course, is to travel the world, to see how other people are living, to experience other culinary opportunities. That's what the whole encompass of Thanksgiving was originally about, giving thanks to other cultures, other people, new people that you just met, new friends, new associates. You came together and you shared in new food ideas and, forgive me, I've been struggling all week with the challenges of the weather change. That's what I attribute Thanksgiving with, the weather change, the snow, the cold, because I happen to live in the Midwest. That was something else that I wanted to talk about today, the weather and how you navigate the weather as you move around during this season. You know, we want to move and we want to travel. But are you prepared for the delays? Are you prepared for the road trips? Excuse me. It is something that you definitely want to take into account. Thank you for being understanding that as I go through this. And I hope maybe you to get Naima back on at some point, because I am losing my voice again. I'm medicated. I'm taking my little chloraseptic. And so if I go into a spasm, that's something else. We get sick. The weather changes. We get sick. Who wants to cook? I don't. I remember years ago, And I changed how things were done in my house, typically. But I do want to talk about, before we go to break, we'll be going to break shortly. I want to say that as we travel, excuse me, as we travel on the road, you want to make sure you prepare yourself, as always. So there are places that you can go to. The National Weather Service will let you know what the weather is, what the forecast is. Forecast is, you know, maybe 10 days up. Your phone has an app on it that provides the weather, the forecast, and if you are traveling in the upper part of the United States, you know, we're experiencing snow, especially on the East Coast, and there's rain in the South. So prepare your car. Make sure you have the safety precautions in your vehicle as you travel. Check your car's battery. Check the lights on your car. Make sure your tires are at the proper. The newer cars, they have the gauges, and they will tell you when you got a low tire or something like that. But a lot of us don't have those newer cars with those in there. So check that. Check your wiper blades and the fluid. Wiper blades are so important during this time of year because they wear when they're trying to move the snow. Not so much the rain, but the snow and the ice. It wears them down. Make sure your fluid, your wiper page, your fluid is up. Your fluid is up in everything. Of course, your oil, your wiper blade fluid, have the proper type of, temperature you're going for. Pack your winter, make sure you have blankets, extra gloves, extra socks. So sometimes our socks, we get out and we have to get out go to the socks get wet because our shoes are not protecting us as properly as we want them to. Just have extra socks. Make sure that you're comfortable as you are driving. You have to be comfortable to have that coat in that car and that scarf and everything in that car. But be comfortable as you are driving. You want to be able to flex around. Have your emergency kit. Your emergency kit comes with many things. Your first aid kit, snacks, flashlights, flares. Or the triangles, the reflective triangle, screwdriver, hammer, paper towel, water. I did say snacks, didn't I? Yeah, snacks. Because you never know when you'll be stuck just because of accident or because of the weather. You might get stuck in traffic and not moving at all. But of course, your car, a checkup, make sure you take it and you have that oil change, and all those fluids tapped off. It's very important. Have a charger, an extra charger in your car. If you travel, which you should always travel with a portable charger anyway, and make sure it's charged up. Write down the telephone numbers, the emergency numbers. I know you have them But you want to write those numbers down. Because sometimes our phones may die. And we might have to find the ever elusive payphone or a neighbor's phone. So if you have those important phone numbers written down, you don't have to worry about finding, being in contact with someone. We are, it used to be a time when we had those push button phones and those roller phones. We had to remember the number that we were trying to reach of everybody. Now, it's so convenient. All we do is pick up our cell phone and push a button, and the dial, the call goes straight through. These phones, this technical item, they, in some cases, they're smart, but they're making us a little lazy and complacent. So we have to write things down. And as always, be careful when you're driving on roads that are ever so slick. You can't tell. Black ice is called black ice because you can't tell that the ice is on the road. Excuse me. Because it looks just like the road. And you're going on along, and all of a sudden you hit that black ice, and you're spinning out of control, and you don't know what to do. Well, first thing you do is come off the gas. And say, don't put on the brake. Now, I'm not a professional, but, and then turn towards the turn, the slide.
Well, I've just slid in recently, so I can say that that is what works. But you want to get your tires checked, as, of course, we're here in Chicago where it is now snowing. And so you want to make sure your tires are in good condition. If they're a little bit bald, you do not want to ride on a slick pavement, because even if you try to turn, your car will have a mind of its own. So get those tires checked. Get them replaced. Go ahead and get new tires. It's better to get tires that are new if you can. Used tires are just that. They're used, which means they may also be a little worn. So you want to have good gripping tires in the wintertime for sure. It's not a good feeling. They have to have those treads. I have had that experience of sliding on the expressway, and let me tell you, you don't want that feeling. Your life flashes before your eyes. you start praying. I mean, you don't want that experience. So we got to take a break. So, Deborah, are you going to handle the switchboard on the break? Do you have, do you have your switchboard up?
It would not alert me.
Okay. Well, I'll...
It would not let me come in as a host.
Okay, well, I'm going to run a few commercials, and when we come back a little later, we're going to perhaps be joining Dr. Willie Wilson, who's been giving out some food and gas, helping people in these hard times so they can have a good Thanksgiving, and that's what, I mean, this whole season is about giving and sharing, so he's been going to grocery stores around the city. And giving out, I believe it's I think it's $25 in gift cards for grocery shopping and $50 in gas. And the whole thing is to help families that might be having a hard time during this season. And they want to have that good dinner that maybe they otherwise wouldn't be able to afford. So we certainly thank Dr. Willie Wilson for his generosity. And we're going to see if we can share a little bit of that with you during the show. But in the meantime, we'll be right back. So we want you to stay with us.
Stay good, stay.
Absolutely.
We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years.
50 years from now, the earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. Go to www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Soo Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Hi, I'm Jody Susan with Susan Essentials. I started Susan Essentials in 2015 because of a personal health journey. I was over-medicated and put on 19 different medications. And yes, I reversed all my chronic diseases using plant and energy-based healing. It was amazing. At Susan Essentials, we support both consumers and businesses, and we do that with helping your employees or yourself with a food as medicine mindset. How Susan Essentials supports businesses and consumers is we teach people about a food as medicine mindset. So we support people on how to support their own immune system, how to support their brain health, how to support their emotional well-being. And we do that all with plant and an energy-based healing.
Oh man, God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456, and schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
I'm Beata, your holistic life coach. These days, it's more important than ever to work on your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. Are you consciously breathing deeply in stressful moments? Do you have a plan or daily routine to maintain balance in your awesome body? Are you struggling to be disciplined in your eating habits? When you partner with me, I'll help you develop a personalized health plan that works for your particular lifestyle. You can find out more about me at yourholisticlifecoach.com, where you can also review my three-step protocol to guide you to abundant health. That's yourholisticlifecoach.com, and I'm Viato.
Standards of cleanliness and what they do is okay if you have a professional to bring into your home a meal. I remember years ago, the very first time that our local grocery store said that they were going to sell Thanksgiving dinners, entire Thanksgiving dinners. I'm like, oh, okay. I could use that because at the time I was in the corporate world and working many hours and commuting many hours and just did not feel like the preparation that has to go into putting into a big meal for the family. I did not want to do it. I didn't have time. And we have many professionals. Everybody's not at home cooking. Everybody doesn't have the time to be at home and cook. We've got our educators. We've got our medical professionals. We have our legal professionals. We have our mechanical folks, you know, just regular everyday people who are working and going to school and just don't have the time to put things together. And we as family members should not expect that they should because it is tradition. You know, you have to help out. And if you don't know how to help out, then they have folks that you could go and buy. I know I go to Olive Garden, and I'm not plugging Olive Garden, but it's just an example. If it's a meal that I have to someone's home that I'm going to, and my job was to bring the salad, excuse me, I go to Olive Garden and get the salad. It's really affordable. We trust that Olive Garden's lettuce is immaculate. They provide all the utensils, all the croutons, the cheese, the salad and all its mixing, the bowls, and it's the salad dressing that everybody likes, and it's right there, and all you had to do was go by and pick it up, and again, it's very affordable, and it was something, you know, you always, whenever you go, that's etiquette 101, whenever you go to someone's home, always take something. If you're not sure what to take, you know, and call before you, when you're on your way, you call, hey, on my way, is there something that you need me to pick up? Etiquette 101, 102. I just wanted to share that. A lot of people don't pay attention to that. You know, I didn't think of that. I'm here to help you out with those ideas. Yes. Etiquette 101. So having meals and caterers, folks come in and they could even, when you travel, I know we do a lot of traveling to Airbnb locations, having a family gather. Set up the location. And I don't know if you've ever experienced that. But when we go and we rent a house out, the first place we're going is, if you're in the area, is a Walmart to go grocery shopping because, of course, you want the basic staples, you know, salt and pepper and whatever meals that you're trying to prepare. And typically when we go grocery shopping, we're buying extra food that we're never going to. Who's going to use the whole container of salt and pepper that you purchased? Who's going to travel with that? So these are some of the things that you set up when you go to the Airbnb, and you want the camaraderie of being together. But now, just like being at home, you're so worn out by cooking and cleaning that you don't have time to really relax yourself. Now, of course, it is good that you're coming together as a group, as a unit, and preparing food and preparing different dishes and different drinks. And, you know, who's going to be following up and making sure everything is done. Who's going to go to the store because you forgot something? You know, we always forget something because we're not in our own home. And it's something that's a staple that's typically in our home, we don't have it. But that one ingredient that we have to have in order for this dish to be just perfect, and we forgot it. So now we got to run back to the store and get it. But that's something that you want to think about when you start traveling and you're renting these homes and you have to have these meals, you know, for everybody, not just for you, but for everybody. Now, a lot of times we still go out and go to the restaurants and whatnot when you're on vacation. But typically when you're in a home setting, that is one of the reasons why you're in that home setting. So you can be comfortable. You can have a meal whenever, a midnight snack or fellowshipping with the family or associates or whomever you're traveling with. So that's something that you want to think about too. They have caterers in the area that you can pre-research and get the gist on who's the better one, who has the best rewards, you know, people who said that they've had their esteem. So you pre-distance, just like you pre-research the location that you're going to be, that's part of the research. Who's going to cook those special meals? If it's a birthday or a celebration, you want to have a cake. Who's the best baker in the area? Unless you're going to take cake with you and take the icing and everything, but why do that? You have a caterer to come in and prepare that for you, or you know where the baker is, and you can go and order that, and it just come out to be a fantastic event. So these are some of the things that you want to think about when you are traveling and you want to experience lifestyles that are conducive to what you're used to as far as culinary and roles that you want to change. Now, that's what I enjoy, the ones that are different. I did find one particular company that I haven't tried yet, but it's Chef, SHEF.com. It's SHEF.com. Now, this company, they are in some major cities in the United States. I'm not sure about outside of the United States, but they are in my area, and they provide culinary food, like Indian food, American food, Southern, Italian, Mexican, Asian, Caribbean, vegan, and vegetarian. I know that is important for some people to challenge. Is it vegan? Is it vegetarian? Is there shellfish? Because we have pay attention to folks with allergies. That's just so important when we're planning. And some people, you have to be careful. I did not realize until I was with someone who had shellfish allergies. And they can't even, you can't even use the same utensils with anything else as you use. And as they're preparing, it is so it's so detailed how you have to pay attention. And that's what you have to trust when you're eating out, that these folks are doing for you. Now, if it's something that you definitely want to stay away from, then you stay away from it, plain and simple. But chefs.com, they are, what they do is have the authentic native to that culture preparing meals for you, and then they're delivered to you. So, again, they don't come in a box. They actually, they come in a box, yeah, but they actually deliver to you. I know they have some of these food places that they put together in one part of the country, and they ship it to you in another part of the country. You put it in the microwave and do what you do with it. This is not that. This is the authentic food that is prepared like the day of or the day before, and it's delivered to you fresh. So this is something that I'm going to try myself, and I hope that you find in your area somewhere someone like that in the meals that are prepared. I do know that we have a group that is the Culinary Travel Guide. And a culinary, when I talk about culinary, I talk about food and drinks. Yes, it's not just for food. It is also the drink as well. You never thought that, you know, people will be putting together different punches, the different eggnog. Now is the season for the eggnog. I don't know why you can't have eggnog in the summertime. I don't know. But you can't buy eggnog in the summertime. I think I would drink eggnog in the summertime. I think I would drink eggnog whenever I want to get ready to drink eggnog. But that's something that we have to... That's funny. That's something that we have to put together. And I like putting together the different drinks. But I want you to embrace your inner adventure and understand that only have a short span in your life, and you want to experience new things. You don't want to, you should not want to just be stuck with the idea of this is all to life. You have got to get out there and find and experience different ideas, different how, you know, when we travel in other parts of the world, there is a group, a gastronomy, and what they do is they help maintain the consumption of, say, Americans going to Mexico. If you go to Mexico and you go to a Mexican restaurant in the neighborhood, your system, your bodily system, may not be able to receive that food, that nourishment, so and be able to keep it down. or not have it do something strange to your body, because the ingredients that are used are different than you're used to. So what they have is when we travel, we have a group. It's the gastronomy group that makes sure that different restaurants utilize the same palettes and techniques to help to assure that this food is properly prepared. Your system can adapt to. So you always want to make sure that when you're traveling abroad, you're traveling with someone or to somewhere where they do pay attention to that. You know, you want to satisfy your curiosity about the world and have fun. And it is so much fun in this. So, I mean, just in the United States, you have your town that you live in. Then you have Chicago, who now is just bursting with different activities preparing for the season and preparing the food, the culinary visit. We have so much in store. Also, New York City. It is just amazing, the restaurants that are there. Then you want to go to the Caribbean. Oh, my goodness. I mean, I never will forget being in the Caribbean. I think it was the Bahamas. I might have told the story before, but it was so exciting to me. We ordered our food, and most of us got the fish, of course. That's what we wanted, fish. And it was taking so long for them to come back, but we were enjoying ourselves. But we were like, what is going on? Where is our food? Well, come to find out that the food was so fresh, they were fishing for our catch. Right then and there. So when we placed our order, they took it and they gave it to the fishermen, and the fishermen went out and caught our fish and then brought back and prepared it. How fresh can that be?
That's pretty
How
fresh.
How that be?
Yeah.
That was amazing.
That's amazing.
So
we got to take another break and come back, and we might get a chance to share a little bit of video with you of some of the people who you might want to consider going to visit for Thanksgiving. We'll see if we can pull that up on screen. And if you are considering, if you're in and around the Chicagoland area, you might even be able to pull up some from other cities. If you are considering doing something different, other than the tradition of you doing all the cooking, we'll give you a few options you may want to consider. So we'll be right back after this quick break. We want you to stick and stay. Don't stray away. We'll be back in just one moment. So stay with us.
I'm Beata, your holistic life coach. These days, it's more important than ever to work on your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. Are you consciously breathing deeply in stressful moments? Do you have a plan or daily routine to maintain balance in your awesome body? Are you struggling to be disciplined in your eating habits? When you partner with me, I'll help you develop a personalized health plan that works for your particular lifestyle. You can find out more about me at yourholisticlifecoach.com, where you can also review my 3-step protocol to guide you to abundant health. That's yourholisticlifecoach.com, and I'm Viato.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul. Whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code TheFemaleSolution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Global Radio TV show. We are a part of the online network of Associated Internet Radio hosts, On Air. On Air empowers you with transformative news and interactive radio TV shows. This is such a wonderful time to be alive and to see our human family coming together as one community as a result of that powerful tool, the internet. We can now talk directly to each other all over the world. There's no need for conflict or misunderstanding. There's no need for violence to solve our differences. We can talk to each other face to face until we reach an agreement. On Air offers a fantastic global guide to communicators from all over the world who are using their internet platforms to inspire us to strive to be our best selves in order to become the kind, compassionate, loving people we were all born to be. Once we do that, we'll see planet Earth transformed into a place of peace. Subscribe to the recommended YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and podcasts created by these Voices of Enlightenment. On Air provides daily news briefs and a weekly magazine to keep you abreast of events and opportunities. On Air news affiliates in television, radio, and print share information, insight, and interviews with notable personalities. Go to onaireverywhere.com for a daily dose of uplifting news. We're on air everywhere, online all the time.
Oh man, God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456, and schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
Right in our own area, there are many opportunities, and I say my area because I'm only familiar with my area, but as I do my travels, I do know that other major cities have the same thing we talk about. It's funny. It seems like the news is the same wherever you go if you're in a major city. So I do know that right now there's a lot of celebrating, there's a lot of eating, and there's a lot of opportunity for you to experience culture in a slightly different way. Even though it's the same, it's a little different because the way the people talk, the way the dialect is, the drive that the people have, the dress that they do. I remember I visited New Orleans. I think I was there for a week, and I certainly came home with a dialogue. I just love my Cajun folks. And you talking about eating, I mean, that's one of the major reasons to travel and visit New Orleans is for the culinary experience. And as in any other time of the year, during this time, Thanksgiving or Christmas or New Year's, the opportunity for you to travel, to change the tradition that you typically have, to travel to another area and just engulf yourself in their cuisine for the holiday is amazing. I mean, why not? We talk about doing something traditional and making tradition. One of those traditions that you're making could be to just go somewhere else. The worldwide travel opportunity is open again. So there is little reason for you not to continue your experience on getting through to your family, your friends, your associates. I know that some folks, they want to do destination weddings and destination birthdays and destination celebrations. Well, a holiday, too, could be a destination. A lot of families are now living across the country or around the world. And it may not be conducive for everybody to travel 500 miles to get to one location where you can travel 200 miles and everybody travels 200 miles and gets to where they have to go. So that is something that I really want you to get into your mindset, that what you typically do or what you typically expect is not something that has to continue traditions are traditions. They were created at some point, and you have to understand that you are in a position where you can create your own tradition. The culinary world or food tourism, I like that part too. I like food tourism. Maybe it gravitates to you because that's what we're talking about, food today. Next week, next month, we're going to talk about something else in travel and holiday. But today we're talking about food and food culture, the worldwide food culture that we can experience is something that you want to share with your children. You want to let them know that there's more to it. Then, of course, we already gotten them away from the McDonald's and the Burger King's and the fast food. That I apologize, McDonald's, Burger King. I didn't mean to call you out like that, but the fast food junkies and the food that's providing the additives that's making us not feel well and making us explode because of the additives that are in the food that we're getting, not only at the fast food places, but at the other locations, some of the other locations that are not typically where we should be eating, even in our own home. A lot of times we're not preparing the food as we should be, even in our own home. So you have to make sure that you explore the world and put your own flair to it. It's okay that you have the recipe and you tweak the recipe a little bit once you get it home, or if you go out and it's something that you're unfamiliar with on the menu and you say, well, can I try that? That's why I like the tapas restaurants. Those are the restaurants where they bring out different dishes and everyone at the table gets to share on the different dishes and different levels, you know. I really like the tapas as far as how it feeds. So in your town, or in the town that you're traveling to, you can have those mini palettes. And if you don't want to go out, remember I said catering has been around for a long time. Now we have the opportunity where the private chefs are coming in, and they bring everything. Have you ever had a private chef to come in and make a meal for you and a loved one, or for you and your family, or you and the girlfriends or the guy trips? Have you ever experienced that? That is something that you want to say, I could do that. Try it. And then let me know what happened. There's so many opportunities. Now, I know that we have a person in our area, and even though he has created a group, Black Chicago Eats.
Yes.
Yes, Black Chicago Eats. And he explores Black-owned restaurants in the Chicago area. Not exclusively to Chicago, but the Chicago area. At Tori Muhammad, I want you to go to his site, Black Chicago Eats.
Yes, we've got a couple of clips from some of the places he's explored we'd like to share with our listening and viewing audience, especially if you're considering maybe breaking with tradition and going out to eat someplace, taking the family out, maybe having all those relatives that you were going to invite to your home, maybe have them meet you at a restaurant and have a big family dinner and let somebody else do the cooking and be the chef. And you know, you mentioned earlier, Deborah, about the, and I'm sure I mentioned this before, you know, making sure that people who have allergies, whether peanut allergies or shellfish allergies, you know, I'm just making sure that you find out if anybody's got any food allergies, if you're going to do an event. And also make sure the chef can tell you if there's anything in the food that, if they cook with peanut oil, you know, and somebody's got a peanut allergy, or if they cook the fish in the same food they cook everything else. Now, I'll tell you a horrible experience I had, which if I've told you before, you have to tell you, I repeat stuff. Don't
okay.
take it personally.
It's okay.
But we went to this restaurant one evening, and because I'm vegetarian, you know, I look for the vegetables, the non-meat. And all they had was fries that I could order. So I got an order of fries. Well, it just so happened, and I got a shellfish allergy, just so happened that, well, you know, they cook shrimp and all the other kind of stuff. So they cook the fries apparently in the same oil. Well, I didn't know that, so I'm, you know, eating. And I kind of tasted a slight fishy taste to them, but I didn't think about it. And I got home, and my chest started closing up, and my throat started closing up, and the food wouldn't go down. I felt like it wouldn't go past my chest, whatever the digestive process is. It was like stuck there, and I started to break out in a fever, and I felt nauseous, but it was the worst feeling, because it was like food was stuck in my chest. I couldn't breathe. My throat was swelling up, and I was in that condition for an entire 24 hours, and it didn't alleviate. And you know, I'm getting sicker and sicker. Whatever it was wouldn't go up or down, just stuck there. And my fever was getting higher. And, you know, by the second day, you know, and my daughter, at the time, she was working full-time. She wasn't living at home. And my mother was there with me, but, you know, she was in a panic because, you know, she's older and everything. And finally, you know, my partner, business partner John, came by to check and saw, however I looked, I must have looked horrifying. He said, oh, no. And he called an ambulance right away. They rushed me to the hospital. And I ended up 5 days in the hospital.
Oh.
And they were talking about, well, we might have to operate and, you know, take part of your digestive. It's something they were trying to take some parts. I'm like, oh, no, that's not going to happen. No, I'm going to will myself to get better. I'm getting out of here. Y'all not cutting me open, taking out nothing. So I finally decided to leave. I did slowly get better. I guess whatever it was finally passed through my system. But it was a horrific experience just from eating French fries cooked in shrimp oil.
Yeah.
So your chefs have to know what is in the food and the kind of oil they're cooking in. And anybody you invite to dinner, make sure they let you know if they've got any kind of food allergy, because allergies are nothing to play with. I mean, that could have been a fatal situation.
It could have been, and it has been.
And it has been.
People.
I've known people who have definitely exited from this earth from the reactions of an allergy. So, you know, these are things, like Deborah was saying, you don't know what's happening in somebody else's kitchen. It is not your kitchen. You don't know how clean it is. You don't know how many times they reuse that grease and what else they cooked in it. You don't know these things. So you do have to where you're choosing to put your palate. And it's a life and death choice sometimes when you have a food allergy. Yes.
You know, with caterers, even in your home, if you're having company, we now see where they're using the tint cards and they're identifying what the food is that is in front of you. Say this is greens with pork or greens with a turkey, smoked turkey, or greens, you know, vegetarian green, no meat. You know, it's identified. Even if it's, in your home and you're having the company, you know, because folks have to be careful about what they consume. And, you know, it may look good, it may smell good, but if they cannot take it, you don't want anyone to be ill because of something that you prepare.
Mm-hmm.
So think about having those 10 cards and identifying. And think about if you do have a vegetarian or someone who is susceptible to any allergies, that you be knowledgeable about the utensils that you use in preparing the food and serving the food. And even being around the food.
Absolutely, yes. So definitely make sure you know what, you know, it's good if you go to a restaurant, if you can get it, like, you can see in the kitchen, maybe it's made where you can look back there and see what it looks like. That I try to do that. You know, I try to go to places where there is some type of opening where you can look and see what's happening in the kitchen. Not that you want to stand over them, but you do want to be able to see the cleanliness of it. And as we've said before, a good sign is how clean is the bathroom. If the bathroom's nasty, walk away because that lets you know what's happening in the kitchen. But
yeah,
I just want to show, go ahead.
We've not visited a restaurant that this is this one dish that this restaurant is the only one that prepares this one dish in the Chicago area that we found. But my husband went to the bathroom and the cook was in the bathroom and the cook left out of the bathroom without washing his hands.
Ooh, gross me out.
And of course, my husband, he
went
to management and the guy, the manager, you know, approached the guy and the guy said, well, I came to the kitchen to wash my hands.
But then you're not supposed to be washing your hands where you wash the utensils. I know that there are some specifics about the sinks that you use for dishes, the sinks that you use for food, the sinks you use for hands, and all those things have to be separate. So he
needless to say, we don't go there anymore.
Yeah, that was a poor excuse. Well, this year they had Black Chicago Restaurant Week, and I'm just going to show you a clip from that, because there are a lot of restaurants that you can choose from that have a variety of
Black Restaurant Week here in Chicago. The two-week event kicks off today, and we're taking you all over town to see what these restaurants are cooking up. From Bureau Bar in the South Loop.
It's quite a few Black restaurants in the city of Chicago. I'm still finding out new ones every day.
To First Up in Oak Park.
We need everybody to come support us.
To Luella's Southern Kitchen in Lincoln Square.
Especially like after the holiday season, January slow, and it gives us something to look forward to.
These business owners are excited to kick off Black Restaurant Week.
There's a lot of history that can be told through food. And I think when people actually dine in restaurants like ours, they can kind of see that.
Most participating restaurants are offering special deals over the next 2 weeks to try to bring in customers. Lauren Smith first launched Chicago Black Restaurant Week in 2016, but says because of the pandemic, the event has become more important than ever.
Restaurants already have a hard enough time, but a lot of restaurants in African-American communities suffer because some of them are so small, and, you know, it's like a mom-and-pop situation. So I'm just like, let me highlight some of these businesses.
Many restaurants dealing with challenges like
staffing, major issue,
ongoing supply issues, the rising cost of goods,
food prices, just like when we go to the grocery store, how high the prices are, they're just as high for us in the restaurant store. So it's how we're trying to get it, and then it's, you know, every item isn't available.
So you have to figure out, okay, now I need to take my recipe because certain food items you can't get. To-go containers was really hard for a while.
All posing as obstacles for the entire industry.
The more challenges that come our way, is just the more that we have to be creative to figure things out.
Making events like these so important in helping them get back on their feet coming out of the pandemic.
Why not try something different? I mean, you really never know what could be around the corner from your house.
You know, we're all in this together, and we, you know, we need your help.
Hey, if you like that video, be sure to subscribe to our ABC7 Chicago YouTube channel.
All righty then. So that was a clip by ABC7, and we're appreciative of those restaurants that stuck it out during the pandemic, because, you know, sometimes that's the only recreation you have is to go out and eat. And for people who couldn't do that during the pandemic, it was kind of distressing. Because sometimes, I mean, you get older, that's pretty much, that's your recreation, go to a restaurant. So when you don't have that, you know, it really does put a damper on your social life, you know everything.
But now that we are empty nesters,
mm-hmm.
so we do more eating out than we probably should. Because I don't want to cook. My husband, you don't want to cook. So we experience, we have those particular ones that we visit. And we'll travel to get a good food, even though, say, we have the ethnic food down the street. We'll travel a ways to get good, fresh food that we like, and we are passionate to do repeat, and we share. That's one of the things that we have to rely on, is word of mouth, and that when you travel to other parts of the world and you're not familiar, when you're planning, you get that information, that word of mouth, those recommendations as you are planning, so you'll know what to do when you get somewhere else. And I'm sure we have a Black Eats Chicago, but there are same in other parts of the United States. I know there's one in Dallas, I believe Houston, Atlanta, you know, New York. It may not be labeled Black Eats, but you know, it is something that is highlighting the smaller restaurants, the smaller mom and pop restaurants, and not necessarily all soul food. Everything is not always about soul food, comfort food.
Right.
I saw those crab legs in that pan over there. I know you can't have crab.
Yeah.
So you have all of that that you want to experience.
Oh, yeah.
Life is about experience. I know we have to go to a commercial, our last commercial, but make sure that if you want to say something and talk about it, you know, on social media, call us at 515-605-9325. That's 515-605-9325, and share with us your favorite restaurant or eatery away from home.
That is right. We want you to share your experience, and we'll be right back after this quick break. So we want you to stick and stay. Don't stray away. We'll be back in just one moment, so stay with us.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif. Join me and my co-host Kareem Hamid every Wednesday morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on the Female Solution Radio Show, as we explore that relationship that is the foundation for our society, the relationship between men and women, husbands and wives. Join our discussion as we seek to repair broken family ties and rebuild our community. Listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to our hosts. Or you can join us live on Facebook at www.facebook.com/the-female-solution.
Hey, it's time to take charge of your health.
I'm Viata, your holistic life coach, and every Friday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, I'm here on The Female Solution to empower you to make choices that will assist your evolution to abundant health. I'm also blogging every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time at Soul Purpose Healing, where I bring you a spiritual chiropractic adjustment to bring you back into alignment with our Creator's love, compassion, and wisdom. Join me every Friday morning at 8 a.m. and Sunday evening at 8 p.m. for a time of unity, enlightenment, and love vibrations. Shalom.
Hi, I'm Jody Susan with Susan Essentials. I started Susan Essentials in 2015 because of a personal health journey. I was over-medicated and put on 19 different medications. And yes, I reversed all my chronic diseases using plant and energy-based healing. It was amazing. At Susan Essentials, we support both consumers and businesses. And we do that with helping your employees or yourself with a food as medicine mindset. How Susan Essentials supports businesses and consumers is we teach people about a food as medicine mindset. So we support people on how to support their own immune system, how to support their brain health, how to support their emotional well-being. And we do that all with plant and an energy-based healing.
Taxes are higher than ever. Every day, thousands of our residents leave Chicago to shop in Indiana. Jobs are being lost, and businesses are relocating. Let's find a way to lower our taxes to encourage residents to continue living and shopping in our city. Let's rebuild. Let's restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of the city of Chicago, and I will work hard to find solutions that matter. I'm Dr. Willa Wilson, and I approve this lesson. Paid for by Willowbrook. Kids are the future and should not be left behind. One person should not decide what is the best for our 77 communities. Politicians must work together for our kids' best interests. They deserve a safe education with resources that meet every student need. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message. Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor. Crime in Chicago continues to increase. Communities and politicians must come together to make a change. No one person can solve these problems by themselves, but I believe together we can make progress. Let's provide job training, economic growth, and invest into our 77 communities. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willa Wilson, and I approve this message. Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
Traditional meals, changing the way that we typically do things and creating new traditions. I remember I created a new tradition with one of my children building on the Christmas village. Mm. And every year we get a new piece for the Christmas village. It wasn't anything big or major. It wasn't expensive. It was something that you can identify with one of your children to grow. And you never know what that idea could develop in the future to the generations, to his children, his children's children. The idea, not necessarily a collective Christmas village house, but something that you can create for yourself and for your family. Giving an idea, tweaking the education, getting beyond what our suppression is, opening up minds. That's what it is. You know, coming together, putting a meal together. One of my granddaughters, you know, we cooked, and I remember the first time that one of the times we were together and using the ingredients, I always shake, you know, the powder ingredients, I always shake it. Something, ingredients together to use one thing. And so, and then I was sitting back and I was watching her cook something else another day all together. And that's the first thing she did was shook that container. I'm like, yes. But that's what you're building relationships.
Yeah, you remember that movie Soul Food? That was all about the whole family togetherness thing, and that's what cooking together does. That's one of the, I guess, the diehard traditions of Thanksgiving is people contributing. You know, if you have a family gathering, some people bring some dish, some other people bring another dish, and that's all good. You know,
some people bring the containers so they can take stuff home.
Yeah, that's me. the to-go boxes.
Right.
But
you
thing,
know,
though.
You talk about soul food, and it was one thing or one of that family. They remember they had the uncle that was always in the
room.
And even though the mom was gone, they still
fed him, took that plate up there, even though, you know, we know he had mental challenges, but he was still included. However, he could participate. They brought him his plate.
Yes, you make sure you take care of family. So if you're not going to be home, if you're not going to be in the big house, make sure that family member is taken care of.
Absolutely.
If you have to travel, that you're traveling with them, that you're taking them with you. You're paying attention. You're being attentive.
Right.
And even though they're in the care of another family member, so to speak, now that you all are together as a group, that's part of your chore,
right,
too. You pay attention.
Inclusion. Yeah.
You know, you take care of each other.
That
you
is.
Know, even if you're not related by blood.
Right. And always remember your elders. You know, sometimes they might have, you know, hearing problems, sight problems. But, you know, try as much as possible to include. You know, if you're going out, make sure it's accessible. If you have people that are in a wheelchair, you know, make sure someplace they can get to where it's not up four flights of stairs and there's no elevator. You know, don't do that. Make sure that wherever you go with your family that you can include everybody and, you know, keep in mind their condition so they can be included. If they're hard of hearing, you know, make sure that you speak loud enough so they know what's being said in the conversation. Because there's nothing more lonely than when you're in a group of people but you're not really included because they don't make sure you can see and hear what's going on. So, you know, be conscious of those things. I just wanted to share with you all, you know, a lot of people, they may want to do something different or try something non-meat or just try a new dish. So now this is, I love beans. This is a quick recipe for navy bean soup that's been shared with on our dear friend Tori Muhammad's show on Black Chicago Eats. And this is one of our good friends sharing her navy bean soup recipe. So, you know, take some notes. If not, you know, scroll back after the show and get this recipe because this is not only a good tasting, It's really healthy.
It's
so
hard. It's hard. Yeah, something that I need,
because
I got some in there now.
All right, so here we go. Oh, wait a minute. Let me start from the beginning.
Bean soup, raise the roof, bean soup, raise the roof, bean soup, raise the roof. Assalamu alaikum, and peace be unto you. I'm Sister Latasha Muhammad, and today we are going to make navy bean soup, Muhammad's navy bean soup, the supreme navy bean soup. So I hope that you join me, and I hope that you make this recipe yourself and enjoy it. So let's get started. First, you're going to need 40 ingredients. 2 cups of dry navy beans, 3 stalks of celery, chopped, 1 green pepper, chopped, 4 medium onions, diced, 4 cloves of garlic, minced, 1/3 cup of olive oil, 1/2 can of tomato paste, or if you're using the jar of tomato paste, it would be 5 tablespoons. 1 tablespoon sugar, salt and pepper to taste, 1 teaspoon of sage, 1 teaspoon of turmeric, and the sage and turmeric are optional. First, we are going to begin our navy bean soup with navy beans that have been sorted, rinsed, and soaked, boiling, and the white stuff that you're seeing, the foam that's building, is the outer coating of the bean, which is a sugar called oligosaccharide, combined with protein, and it causes flatulence.
Ooh.
See it rising? So we're going to skim that off. We're going to get a cup and we're going
to
skim it off.
To know.
Check the beans. You're going to see that the beans have split and they're getting soft. So at that point when they split and you can mash them pretty easily with a spoon or a fork, then that's when you want to add all of the rest of your ingredients. So let's go do that. The heat has been on medium, just a little bit past. And this is what the beans look like. Mm-hmm. Now the beans, when they are getting soft, you're going to see them split. I don't know if you can see, some of the beans on here have split. And they should mash easily with a spoon or a fork.
Chopping up all of the ingredients here, the onion, the pepper, garlic.
Yeah, I have that in the freezer already. I just grab a pan to it.
Oh, my God.
Garlic. You're going to add in the vegetables that you chopped, your onion, celery, your green pepper, your garlic, and you're going to add in your tomato paste, and you're going to stir very well. And then you're going to add in your olive oil and the rest of your spices, your pepper, sage, turmeric, your sugar, and stir well.
Mm.
After all ingredients are added and stirred, you'll bring the bean soup to a simmer, and you're going to let everything simmer for another hour.
Ooh.
The beans have been cooking for an additional hour, and that makes
The total time the bean soup has been cooking is 2.5 hours. The bean soup is ready to go. And wow. When you see the beans mash easily, very easily, with a spoon or with a fork, you know your navy bean soup is complete.
Oh. Except for the okra.
Oh, you put okra in yours, huh? Okra, uh-oh.
Now you can either serve your bean soup whole, or you can put it in a blender and puree it.
Ooh.
So I'm going to show you bean soup in a bowl, whole, and I'm going to show you pureed bean soup in a bowl.
I guess just like if you have somebody who maybe either an infant that hasn't grown teeth yet, or an elderly person who doesn't have any more teeth. Either way, somebody who needs to not have to chew.
And the bean soup is complete. Thank you so much for watching. I hope you make the bean soup for yourself and for your family, and I hope that you enjoy it. I'm Sister Natasha Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, and peace be unto you.
Now that did look good. That looks good, I must say.
That's very good. See, I drink some of it. You know, I put some more of the juice and drink it.
Oh, that sounds like that would be a really, really good healthy smoothie kind of drink. Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, I love bean soup, so that definitely is a recipe I'm going to try. I hadn't thought about the tomato paste, so that's the one that
I
didn't realize
you
put in.
But I never knew you had the skim that
I didn't know that either.
I thought that was seasoning.
Now we know. See, now we know what it does. So, yeah, I'm glad to learn that.
That was very good. I like that part.
And
that could be something that everybody in the kitchen, you know, you send a rep, somebody cuts up the green.
Yeah, well, that was that part of the soul food movie. You know, everybody did something. Everybody cut something or, you know, did peel something. I mean, it was like participation in the meal. So I think that's one of the things that people, if everybody does participate, people like about traditions like Thanksgiving, Christmas, and all that, you know, when people get together and cook. What makes it not good if you got one person and all of the meal preparation falls on them, and then, like you say, you're exhausted at the end of the day, you're rubbing your feet, you know, your ankles are swollen, and you swear up and down, you'll never do this again. So now that's where you are. Then you may need to think about going out to eat someplace. Let somebody else do all the work, and you just enjoy the meal. That's an option.
Right. Now, see what I do also. If that's what they want, I'll assist.
Yeah. Now I don't mind. Now one thing we would do as a family, we usually do like a potluck. Everybody brings something, you know. And over time, you kind of know who does the best dishes and who
and
does,
who not to,
you know,
who to go to Olive Garden to get the salad,
and who just bring the plates and the cups.
The key is when you're going to someone's home, always take something, even if it's a bag of ice.
Don't come empty-handed.
Bring
ice cream to eat. No,
don't go empty-handed.
It's a bottle of juice. Bring some.
Grab a bottle of wine from your wine cabinet.
Something. One is half drunk where you got half the bottle. No, nothing. And backwater in it.
No.
Not that bottle.
Do something. And you think about something unique as well.
My daughter just came back from New Orleans, and she was posting pictures of all different food places that they went to. You know, that's the place, that's definitely where you go when you want to eat. But you try something different. Try something with a different ethnic flavor to it, you know?
That's why I'm the chef.com, SHEIS.com. I'm
can. And they deliver to our area.
Sure.
And they are ethnic meals. So I'm going to see. You know, I'm adventurous.
Yeah.
And, but my family is not so.
Are they the kind of people that everywhere you go, no matter where it is, they get there and order a hamburger and fries? You mean at a Chinese restaurant, I'll have a burger and fries.
Yeah.
I know what that tastes like. I don't know that other
thing. Eggplant. You know, give me
I like eggplant. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love eggplant.
You know, I want something different. Yeah. Why come to some place that they have a variety where it's something I can get anytime or I can say it at home and got that.
I know, it's like going to a Baskin Robbins with 33 flavors and going there and get vanilla. I mean, you know, why? You got all this choice, but you're going to get the same thing anyhow. Yeah.
Right. So I am definitely known to do different stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes it's good and sometimes it's not so good. Like the first time I made a sweet potato pie, I didn't put any sugar in it.
Oh, you thought the sweet potato would be sweet enough, huh? Yeah. Now
I said
know.
It was a sweet potato pie.
Yeah. That sounds like something I would do. Not for the first sweet potato, what do you need sugar for? That's why it's sweet, because you add the sugar. I didn't know what.
Yeah, no, now. So,
mistakes are learning experience.
Now, I can make apple pie. I don't make the crust. I'm not good in baking like that.
Yeah.
But they get crust for you.
I know. I didn't try to buy the crust. Hey, you know, make life.
And I'll do pears. You know, we get a big bag of pears, and the pears don't seem to get ripe. So you chop them up and you simmer them down and you
bacon.
Put them in the pie pan
nice.
And you eat them that way.
That's
you know,
good. Yeah.
You don't. You have to expand your horizon.
Yeah.
Come on now. Like I said, you don't wear the you don't buy the same clothes every time you go to the store and buy clothes.
Yeah.
You're looking for something different. Why not open your mind and open those persons that you are responsible for in teaching,
right,
to open their mind, to have an open mind, and not only get that stuff that they get from those fast food places.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that our time has come, and I thank you. I so appreciate as I was going through losing my voice and coughing and spying.
Well, we thank you so much. I hope it saved your voice a little bit. We were out with, you know, Dr. Willie Wilson, Jack, you know, all over the city, giving away gas, giving away food, because he's really, you know, wanting to help people have not just a good holiday, but just life in general without struggle. So, you know, he's a philanthropist who uses his wealth to help others. So we wanted to, you know, give him the accolades for that and show a little bit for our listening audience and viewing audiences. And, of course, you can follow us on onaireverywhere.com or look at our On Air Daily. You know, get the latest. We've had a chance to show some of the work that he's done and others have done around the city. And we'll be continuing to bring you more. And, of course, join us tomorrow for Soulful Solutions. Something with a soul, right? Soul Purpose Healing. So you know it's something about your soul. Right. Soul Purpose Healing on Sunday with Viata, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. Yeah, Soulful Solutions on Thursday. We're always working with your soul, mind, body, and soul. And
come meet your female solution every day because we have a solution for you.
Absolutely.
If we don't have a solution, we're going to work together to get it.
We'll find a way. Absolutely. And you've been listening to and watching Move Around with Deborah. So move around this holiday season. Move around.
We've come to the end of our show today. But you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/thefemalesolution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Sheshe. India, Zanyaba. Japan, Arigato. Korea, Kamsahamnida. Russia, Spasiba. Germany, Danke. Poland, Dziękuję. France, Merci. Spain, Gracias. Italy, Grazie. Egypt, Shukran. Ghana, Medasi. Nigeria, Eshe. South Africa, Ngiyabonga. Senegal, Geret. Kenya, Asante. Israel, Toda. Pakistan, Shukriya. Afghanistan, Tashakur. Saudi Arabia, Shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.